Neil, it was tense right to the final seconds there, but your side came through with a 1-point victory over Gweedore. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it was tight, surely, Ryan. Like, you know, we just, you know, as I was saying to the boys earlier, like myself and Copper and that and Walsh, we were just kind of said about 10 or 15 minutes ago, do you know what? You just let them play, because, you know, there's not much you could do in that stage. Like, in the boys, in fairness to them, got tackles, blocks, turnovers, carry the ball up, got a couple of scores there. Yeah, I think Reid Kelly with the left foot, Oshin McGrin was goaling. There wasn't a wild pile you could have done against that breeze. It was just one of them games where you just try and dog it out. Like, and, you know, get over the winning chances there at the very end and stuff. And thankfully, from our behalf, that they didn't go for. But we're very proud of the boys for the way they battled in them conditions today, you know.
Yeah, because there was a big breeze going down the pitch, and you had it in the first half, and you were a wee bit slow to find your feet in the first quarter, and then you kicked five in a row, but you were only 1 point up at half time. Were you worried it wasn't enough?
Possibly, because I think we had a bit of a gap, maybe. We might have been two up or something, which isn't a wild lot either, but I suppose we kind of said to the boys that, listen, it's the middle of winter, you know, under 21 championship, you know, against the breeze, you know, only a point up, like, you just kind of, it's more or less just a dogfight then, and, like, do you know, it's like, it's brilliant the way the boys dogged it out. Against that, like, it is a massive breeze that was there, you know. So now, thankfully, now the goal is a big score. I mean, like, you know, we're plenty of chances too, but when a goal put it in, like, we're a point or two cushion, and, you know, I don't think they got back level again and after that, you know, but I always kept a point, maybe 2 points ahead. But still, though, like, nervy moments, like, you just, you know, there's not much you can do. You just try and encourage them and stuff. But thankfully now the ref blew the whistle and that was it, you know.
Yeah, because there was a stunning save from the goalkeeper of Gweedore as well at the stage. But when you really needed leadership, Reid Kelly was the man that really stepped up and delivered for you. And, you know, he's probably a slim build. He's maybe not the fella you think's going to shine in winter football, but he really grabbed it there.
Yeah, he did. Playing on the round kind of half forward there, surely. Like, he scored a point and, you know, was able to see a couple of wee passes here and there and that, you know. And yeah, it was brilliant. Like, it, I think he scored one in the first half or maybe two, I'm not well sure. But he's a good footballer, like, and all the boys dog, like Jimmy McCauley came out from defence, like Mark Bonner even the first half then, like he kicked three and just was a threat. It was him with the goal chance and stuff. So the whole lot of them, the way they just defended it. Good. Now that the type of conditions is that kind of dirty ball that, you know, you need to win, like, and it was good, like, from the whole lot of them, you know.
So the attention quickly moves to next week and the final. Four Masters have defeated Neve Connell, probably surprisingly easy, comfortably, by 3-12 to 5 points in Ballyshannon. A big, big win for them. You met them a couple of weeks ago in Glenswilly and you defeated them. There were a couple of men down that day. So it's all building up for what should be a cracking under-21 final.
It's a massive scoreline they put up today, like, on the type of day it was. But, and, like, and then when Neve Connell have had a good few, like, a good battle in the minors and stuff earlier on, like, so I was kind of surprised at that. But the day we played them, supposed down in Glenswilly, like, it was, they had no centre Cairn Turlicare, like, their centre forward, full forward, like, two key men for them, like, and I've seen Turlough with the minors this year and centre in this last couple of years, like, they're excellent footballers, like, you know, and the whole lot of them team, like, I mean, that game we played in Glenswilly, there was actually nothing on it. Like, I think we might have got a goal that day as well, but I can't remember now, but there was actually not much in between the two teams, like, and, like, you know, the fact that they beat, or we beat them, you know, at home there, they'll be looking to get back on us, like, you know. So we understand, like, in a team, no matter who you're playing, they scored 3-12, like, it's a savage firepower, and even in around midfield, halfback and stuff, now they're excellent footballers, like, what that club has done this last 10 or 12 years or whatever underage has been unreal, you know.